Let's do one on Rose, R-O-S-E, Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S. He says date of birth. I don't have a date of birth, just put this is a 66-year-old obese woman who weighs over 300 pounds. She's been married to her husband for 43 years. They have many kids. She tells me she continues to smoke. She suffers from pulmonary hypertension, COPD, diabetes, and diabetic neuropathy. Family history. Dad and mom both had diabetes. Dad passed away, but mom's alive. Allergy, penicillin, Motrin, Regulin, Tramadol, Toradol. Medications include Levemir, Trulicity. Lisinopril, surgery, C-section, times 3, hysterectomy, gallbladder surgery, leg surgery on the right knee, left leg surgery, tonsils and adenoids. Review of system, patient is short of breath at all times. She has nausea, she has abdominal pain, she's bedbound, she's a retired paralegal. She's obese, has pulmonary hypertension, doesn't get out of bed. Cannot rule out PICK, P-I-C-K, weekend, W-I-C-K-I-A-N syndrome. Blood pressure is 170 over 68 pulses, 88, respirations 18, heart pauses, whole pulse for too long, bronchi, abdomen, soft, obese, neck shows, no JVD skin shows, no rash, lower extremity shows, 2 plus edema. Assessment number 1, 66-year-old morbidly obese woman with hypertension, diabetes, total bedbound. Has a husband who does the cooking, cleaning, and takes care of her. Patient has end-stage pulmonary hypertension with core pulmonale related to her smoking and suspect untreated sleep apnea, period. Patient's blood sugar, she tells me, is poorly controlled. She has no interest in changing medication or increasing her medication. And I explained to her that given her current condition, she's probably going to die in her sleep, given the extent of her disease. But she doesn't seem to care or mind regarding that at this time. Thank you.